thinking about you all day long. I've been up since, I don't know, 6 o'clock or something. this morning, I started thinking about your moans. Well, I listened to your... it's really wonderful. And, oh my god, I got so horny. I mean, I was already horny, actually. I started fingering myself. I think about how it would be if you were there. I might probably ask you to go ahead and wet 2 fingers straight away. Just wet 2 fingers. I wish I could suck your cock, you know. I started writing about how it would be when I take your cock into my mouth for the very first time. But then I got so turned on, I couldn't keep on writing. Thought I'd just go ahead and come up and do a live composition of how it would be. For example, if you were in a romantic hotel room, and I'll probably get there first because I'm taking the train, and I'll prepare myself, and you know, I probably would go ahead and get that lingerie that I sent you the picture of, the hot pink, and some fishnet stockings. Very, very light. You don't even see that I'm wearing stockings until you're up close. And I'll probably get those heels too. And I'll prepare myself. I'll get to the hotel first. And dress myself. And I have to be really good about not playing with myself. I've been really fucking horny because I've been thinking about you the whole time on the train. The trains always make me horny anyway, you know. I mean, that's just how it is. And I'm waiting for you to arrive. You're flying in, and I know exactly how that is, going from the airport to downtown. It's a short distance, but it can take a while with the traffic. So I'm finally ready, and I have my panties and my bra and my suspenders and my stockings and my heels and the makeup. Kinda some heavy eye makeup and just some lip gloss. And you still haven't texted yet, so I guess you haven't landed. So I go on the site and do a little work. I record a couple of songs. I mean, a couple of stories. And I upload them. And I still haven't heard from you, so I put on one of your old audios, which I've heard, I think, dozens of times now, but somehow they still really get me off. Or, well, I'm not trying to get off right now in my story, but you know, they get me where I want to go, let's put it that way. So I'm listening to your audio, and I'm looking at my phone like I'm physically willing it to send a message from you to say that you're on your way. I'm just staring at it like, okay, now. Okay, do it now. And finally, there is a message that comes in, and it says, landed on my way. X. So I text back and I say, fuck, hurry, X. And then I check Google Maps, and indeed it's going to be 20 minutes, and I know you haven't even deplaned, so at least 30 minutes, and I really hope you didn't check baggage so that you can just get into a cab. I know you already cleared customs, so that helps. Yeah, so I still have 20-30 minutes. I don't know what to do. I really want to drink, but I want to wait because you had mentioned something about enjoying some champagne off of my body, so I'll wait for that for you. But I would love a drink right now to calm my nerves. So I'll go and I finish touching up my makeup because I only did the eyes before. I wanted the lipstick to be fresh. What am I doing right now? I'm waiting my finger instead of getting in my ass. Fuck. Oh god, so fucking horny. So I go over to the makeup table and put on some lip gloss and a little perfume, and I brush out my hair, which is quite long now, almost down to my waist, so I'm gonna leave it down just in case you wanna wind your hand through my hair and pull on it later. Okay. And then finally, I'm sitting there just dreaming. And I guess more time goes by than I think, and all of a sudden, I hear the click at the door, you know, that sound that the key card makes. It's like a buzz or a whir. I was like, oh, God. I wasn't planning on, I was going to, you know, kind of position myself a certain way, but now I'm just kind of sitting here. But I turn around, and you're walking in, and you throw your case down in the entryway and just let the door click close, and you walk over quickly and you don't say anything, and you just put your hand on the back of my neck and you lean down and you kiss me, deep kiss, deep tongue kiss, and it's like we're both just vibrating, you know. Fuck, oh my god. I really want to suck your cock, but I'm going to kiss you for a little bit. Because, you know, I've been waiting for it for a long time. But I have to say, I've been thinking about sucking you off all morning. Because I know you love that, and I do too. I mean, with you. So, you draw me to standing up. You say, stand up so I can look at you, and I stand up on my heels and, you know, the whole thing. And you just take a moment to appraise. And then you sit down in the chair where I was sitting, and then you draw me down to your lap. And we kiss some more, and you're running your hands all over my body, all over my breasts and my nipples, of course, and my belly, my back, my thighs, over the fishnets, down in my calves, my ankles. You run your finger between the, you know, my shoes have a little peep toe, and you kind of just stroke the opening a little bit. Oh my god. And I'm just really wet. Oh, fuck. And I'm trying to decide if I want you to lick my pussy first, although I really want to suck your cock, so I think I'm going to just stick with my plan right now. And we're still kissing, and I say, you know what, I kind of need to suck your cock right now. I hope that's okay with you. And you say, oh, well, you know, I mean, you do whatever you want, really. So I stand up, and then I I keep my eyes on you, but then I sink down to my knees and you're still on that chair. And I undo your belt and I undo your button and your fly. And you lift your hips a little bit and I pull your trousers down and your boxers down. And your cock, of course, is completely hard and you already have pre-cum. I think you've had that pre-cum for a while, maybe, since you've been in the cab. Oh my God, so beautiful. Jesus. But I don't lick you just yet. I just press my face into your crotch. Smell you. It's like, smell like beautiful man. So good. And I just kind of rub my cheeks alongside your, along your cock, and there's some pre-cum that kind of comes off of my cheek. I can feel the wetness. It's very hot. I can smell your pre-cum too, and I stick out my tongue and give it a little lick. So good. Oh, fuck. And I asked you, what do you want, baby? And you say, you know what I want? I want you to put your lips on my cock and start sucking right now. I said, oh, okay then. So I stick out my tongue and I'm looking at you, I'm looking up at you. I stick out my tongue and lick the bottom of the head of your cock, you know, like right that little triangle down there, the frenulum, they call it. My tongue is really wet and I just give it a really broad lick, like eating ice cream. Yeah. Oh. Oh my God, you taste so good. Shit. And I just licked all that pre-cum off and you're already making more. You're very leaky. I like that. It's beautiful. Oh God. So I just start to take more and more of your cock into my mouth. And you're just watching me. And after a few pumps or up and down movements, your whole cock is pretty much in my mouth and you can feel the head of your cock in the back of my throat. And I want you to know that it's not comfortable, but I really love it, you know, because I want to take all of it in my lips. I can feel your beginning of your balls on my lips because your cock is in so deep. And I could feel my eyes are starting to water now. And pretty soon the makeup is going to start running. And that's kind of why I put on more eye makeup, because I kind of like it when... I like this idea of a woman's carefully applied makeup getting fucked up, you know, when she's lovemaking. And so you do wind your hand through my hair a couple of times like a noose, so you can control my head, and one hand in my hair, the other one on the back of my neck. And you're pumping your hips into my face. And you know, I think we were kind of planning or maybe thinking about taking it slow the first time, but shit, I don't think that's going to happen, because I think you're going to blow your load, and I really want you to blow your load, actually. Just to take the pressure off. It's been waiting for so long. You know you can come in my mouth, right? I'm gonna swallow it all too. I'm not gonna waste a single drop. Not a single drop. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh.